The themes for this morning are a bit of a mixture: generosity, healing, and faith. But you'll see how they all come out in our readings. But first of all, and I perhaps should have given you a bit of a warning before the first hymn, I wonder if you can think of an act of generosity that you know about. It might have been somebody you know has been generous towards a charity. Somebody's been generous towards you or towards somebody else. Can anyone think of anything? Think of any examples of great generosity?
Let's see, have we got any takers yet? Anyone, any acts of generosity?
It's not an act of generosity in that sense. I was thinking of the boy this morning on the news who lost three members of his family in Thailand and still went round helping everybody else.
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of thing.
I think a 16-year-old is fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
But he's not giving it, but giving himself.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's not just about money. It's sometimes about sacrifice, about time, about your skills and ability and that kind of thing. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you have forgiveness?
Yes.
People in the church in America who lost many of their congregation said they forgave the man, the boy who did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely generosity, yes. Yeah.
The family in Pakistan, when I was visiting there, who were a really poor family, whose chicken laid one egg one day, sent the egg round for my breakfast.
Oh. Wonderful. That really is true generosity, isn't it? Anyone else? This row is winning at the moment. Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
A recent generous gift to Christchurch by a member.
Lovely. Any others? I think that's it. Thank you very much for that. There are lots of ways that people are generous. I'm going to turn this. I don't want too many microphones going on. And it's lovely to have those examples because it's not necessarily about gifts or presents or money or things like that, but it's about many more things than that: time, ability, things like that. A friend of ours was saving up for a camera. This is a financial example, but I'll share it with you anyway. And he said he'd wanted a really good camera for years, a kind of semi-automatic, different lenses and that sort of thing. So he was gradually saving up for it. Then we had in our church a fundraising quiz evening for a charity working in Cambodia with victims of trafficking. And the generosity of everybody who came along, who was paying over the odds for tickets, buying hundreds of raffle tickets, just giving us donations, was absolutely amazing. But our friend came up and he said, "Oh, I've got a donation for you." And he'd saved nearly £300 towards his camera. And he just said, "I feel that I should just give it in for this cause." And that was it. He just handed over everything he'd so far saved. A few days later, though, it was his 50th birthday, and lots of people gave him money towards the camera. He said, "It's amazing. I've got another great big, fund for my camera going." which reminded me of something a lady in our church used to say at times like this. She would say, God is no man's debtor. And the nearest verse is probably Hebrews 6:10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Jesus also talked about the rewards his followers would receive because they'd left homes and families and businesses and all those kinds of things to follow him. He spoke highly of a woman who sacrificially gave her last mite, her last coin. She handed it in the offering. As we've already said, generosity isn't just about financial giving, but we can be generous with what we have, with our skills, with hospitality, with listening, and with that most precious commodity, time. But the Bible also shows God's generosity, and the New Testament talks about Jesus' generosity. So if we want to show others an example of God's love and grace, part of the way we can do that is by being generous. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, God loves a cheerful giver, and we'll be thinking about this more later in the service.